Chapter 39, Caesarea. About halfway between Joppa and Carmel on the coast of Palestine, a city was built by Herod the Great, which was called Caesarea. This was his capital, and also where the Roman governors lived. So there were many Roman soldiers there with captains over them, who were called centurions. Now the name of one of these was Cornelius, and although he was a Gentile, we are told that he feared God and prayed to him always, and gave of his money to the poor. One day, as he was praying, an angel came to him and called him by his name. Cornelius was afraid at such a bright vision, and asked what it meant. He was told to send to Joppa to fetch Peter, who was in a house on the seaside, and he would tell Cornelius what to do. So Cornelius called two of his servants and sent them with one of his soldiers to fetch Peter. Now you will see the remarkable providence of God, who is preparing Peter to receive these visitors and to go with them. While they were on their journey, Peter went up to the housetop to pray, and he also had a vision. He saw a great sheet come down from heaven in which there were all kinds of beasts and creeping things and birds. Peter was told to kill them and to eat, for he had become very hungry. But he refused and said he must not eat these things which were unclean. Then God told him that he must not call them unclean, for he had cleansed them. This was done three times, and then the sheet was taken up again into heaven. It was to show Peter that he was not to call the Gentiles unclean, nor to be afraid to go amongst them. While he was wondering what it could mean, the three men had come to the house and asked for Peter. Also God said to Peter that he had sent the men and he was to go with them. So Peter went down and asked the men what they wanted, and they said that Cornelius had been told by an angel to send for him. He took them in and lodged them for that night, and on the morrow he started off with them for Caesarea. When they came to Cornelius, Peter told him how God had shown him not to call the Gentiles unclean, and so he had come. Then Cornelius told him how the angel had commanded him to send for Peter, who would come and speak to him. When Peter saw there were many gathered together to hear what he had to say, he began to preach to them about Jesus Christ, how he was anointed of God and went about doing good and healing the sick when he was on earth. But wicked men hanged him on a tree, and he was buried until the third day, when God raised him from the dead. While Peter was speaking, the Holy Ghost came down on the people, although they were Gentiles, and Peter commanded that they should be baptized with water. So we see how the Holy Ghost was poured out upon the Gentiles, as he had been upon the Jews at Jerusalem on the day of Pentecost, and the Gentiles now began to be called under the preaching of the gospel. We read of Caesarea again, when Paul had been taken prisoner by the Jews, and they lay in wait to kill him. But news of this was brought to the chief captain, and he sent soldiers and horsemen with Paul at night to take him to Caesarea, to Felix, the governor. There Paul was accused and gave his answer before the governor, and they could find no fault with him. Yet he was kept in prison for 2 years, until a new governor came to Caesarea whose name was Festus. The Jews then accused Paul before him, but could not prove any of their charges. After a time, King Agrippa came to Caesarea, and he determined to hear Paul for himself. So the king came with great pomp, and Paul was brought before him and said how happy he was to be able to answer for himself. He told the king and all the people how the Lord appeared to him on his way to Damascus and had sent him to preach the gospel to the Gentiles. He was so able to speak of Christ that King Agrippa said he was almost persuaded to become a Christian himself. But it was only almost, which is not sufficient. And Paul said he wished the king might be not only almost, but altogether a Christian as he was. Then the king said Paul might have been set free, but as he had appealed to Caesar, he must go to Rome for that purpose. You will see what an important place Caesarea was in those days. And yet both Peter and Paul were sent to preach the Lord Jesus there in the way we have tried to tell you. The account of Peter's preaching you will find in the book of Acts, chapter 10, and of Paul's coming before the governor in chapters 23 and 24, while his answer before King Agrippa is in chapter 26.